This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly visit from Dr. Ken. He does a lot of research. He's reading all of the traditional medical journals to interpret studies, findings, research, so that you kind of know what's going on in your mind and maybe what action to take if the information that comes from Ken affects you personally. And with all of our tried and true efforts to get away from COVID, we almost have made it. When we get almost there, we get back into story after story after story about the new sub-variants. And I'm not sure whether I think all of this is necessary, because people are not doing, they're not reacting, Ken, the way they did the first time around.
Doug, COVID doesn't care what you and I think, okay?
Let me tell you
what's really going on, okay? COVID is coming back and I know it makes you anxious, it makes everybody anxious, and I don't want to make people anxious, but you need to know what's going on.
No, it doesn't make me anxious, it's just annoying, frankly.
Well, you got to stop getting annoyed, because you don't want to get this.
I'm not going to get it. I'm convinced I'm not going to get it.
Please listen.
I'm listening.
Please calm down and listen.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Actually, I've been following COVID from the moment we learned about it early in 2020, and have continued to work. And in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten more calls than in any 2 week period since this all started, from people who have COVID. And what's happened is that, as much as we would all like this to go away, no one more than me, and as much as I would not like to get anyone anxious about this or annoyed by this, you need to know what's going on, because the media is really not following this, because the newest variants, which are BA4 and BA5 of Omicron, are not putting people yet into the hospital or yet killing them gladly, and that's a good sign. But it's much more contagious than any variant we've ever been through. And I got more calls again in the last 2 weeks. People now are diagnosing themselves at home, so this is not being aggregated, so the media doesn't know the real count. People are diagnosing themselves at home, and then they're calling for Paxlovid, because fortunately we now have very effective treatment, oral treatment for this, but it has to be started within 5 days onset of symptoms. The problem is that this is happening in people who've already had COVID, people who've been double, triple, quadruple vaxxed, people who haven't been vaxxed. The vaccinations, the first generation vaccines, unfortunately, are not very effective at preventing illness with the newest variants. They're effective with keeping you out of the hospital, saving your life, but not without getting sick. I have heard this week from more people, you know, all the deniers, all the people who want this to go away, you hear the emotion from Doug, all people like that. I heard myself, in the front line of taking care of people, over the phone, more people tell me, boy, I wish I had taken this seriously, because I feel awful. This hits you with a huge fatigue. Most people don't end up in the hospital. Most people are surviving this, but they're feeling like they have the worst jet lag they've ever had in their life. And they wish they wouldn't have gotten this, and they wish they would have taken it seriously, and it's incredibly contagious.
All right. So having said that, let's go through some of the things that you found in the research, other than the subvariants, BA4 and BA5, how they have grabbed. I'm just looking, at this morning's New York Times. Headline reads, "More Omicron variants gain ground in the U.S." This is info from the Center for Disease Confusion.
That's what I just reported on, Doug. The BA4, what the New York Times is trying to tell you is what I just told you. the BA4 and the BA5 are now at 13%. These are the newest variants of Omicron, which started at BA1 coming out of South Africa. And they're widespread there, huge amounts of illness in South Africa, and they're already felt to be estimated to be at 13% of those sick. But we don't really have good estimates anymore in America because most people are diagnosing themselves at home, and it's not being reported to health agencies and then calling the doctor, like what I had seen. 80%, I'd say 80 to 90% of the calls I have gotten in the last 2 weeks are from people making their own diagnosis.
Well, I guess it's helpful when you have the tools to do it under the circumstances, whether there are enough of those around or not. I don't want you to get me wrong. I mean, you and I know each other very well, so you can tell by the tone of my voice what I'm thinking. And the reason that I said what I did, or I have been saying what I'm saying, not only in this program, but on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the daily program, and in my life when I talk to people, the way this has been handled, the way that with the subtext to the story in that this came from China, from a laboratory, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way because I don't want anybody to suffer. But the Chinese now are beginning to suffer. They have had a 19% drop in their productivity rate for a number of reasons. One of them is the number of people who are sick in China that now the numbers are finally getting out. And two, because people realize that the Chinese are responsible for this, and companies are deciding not to do business, take business out of China. So their gross, what do they call it, gross domestic product, this so far this year is down 19%. And I don't wish the people ill, literally and figuratively, but as far as the government is concerned, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. So
Doug, the reason why this is a concern is because it's estimated that 10 to 30% of people who are currently getting ill will get long COVID. Long COVID is when you have symptoms beyond 3 months. And many of the people who get long COVID at 6 months are unable to work or disabled.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problems of productivity and employment right now is because of this long COVID. And unless people take efforts to protect themselves, it's going to get even worse. The good news is that Moderna just this week announced that its upgraded COVID-19 vaccine is effective against Omicron. And the FDA is going to meet June 28th to discuss this. There's an outside advisor group to the FDA. So this is some real hope that we're going to have an update of the vaccine. Pfizer has theirs almost ready to be reported. But this week, Moderna announced that its second-generation vaccine, which will cover the newest variants, seems to be very good, and this is some great hope.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida. Did you know cardiac arrest results in death nearly 90% of the time it happens? Outside of a hospital setting, it's a problem. Let's listen to some more information on this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. Women are experiencing unprecedented levels of stress, which may elevate the risk for stroke. Go Red for Women national volunteer medical expert, Dr. Jennifer Merez.
Chronic stress opens the door to unhealthy habits and is also independently linked with high blood pressure, which is the most preventable cause of a stroke. It's absolutely critical to manage blood pressure throughout your lifetime.
Merez says women experience unique life events, including pregnancy and menopause, which may impact the risk of high blood pressure and stroke.
A large majority of strokes and other cardiovascular conditions can be prevented. One easy thing you can do to reclaim your health is know your health numbers. Total cholesterol, blood pressure, and body mass index serve as a roadmap for a long, healthy life. So make sure to talk about them with a healthcare professional.
Learn how you can help the American Heart Association through this month's Millions Honors Moms campaign at GoRedForWomen.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health program. So I wanted to spend just a minute as we were talking about Ukraine and what's going on there. Help. A lot of people are sending over things that are aimed at helping people with their health over there, like Tylenol, various Advil, that kind of stuff, various medications for children, toothpaste, a lot of medical things that would be helpful to keep people in shape. So I guess I was wondering if you've seen anything or know anything about how COVID may have been effective or affecting the soldiers and the people in Ukraine, given all the rest you talk about stress, and that seems to bring this on. Is there anything different going on there than the rest of the world?
I would imagine that's top secret. I don't think anyone has that information.
Well, that might be. You may be right about that. They don't want the rest of the world to know that there may be a problem. Okay. So let's move into Moderna and its latest vaccine, and what the research is showing on the updated vaccine. How effective is it going to be against BA4 and BA5?
Well, this is very good news. As I was saying before, as the variants are changing, no one had any idea that we would be dealing with COVID in a wallop more than 2 years later. We thought we'd be finished with this, but it's actually a creative virus. No one predicted this. It just keeps making newer and newer variants that are more and more contagious, fortunately less and less deadly. And the good news is that there is going to be an updated vaccine. Moderna announced it this week that it seems to work. Pfizer has theirs that should be announced shortly. And as I mentioned earlier, the FDA outside advisory group is meeting June 28th to discuss this. So I think by the end of the summer, we're going to have an option for another vaccine or two that will be effective against these variants. Because the problem is the original vaccine is not very good in terms of preventing illness from the variants. It seems to lower the risk of death or hospitalization from the new variants, but not illness. And as I said before, I know plenty of people who've been quadruply vaccinated, have had Omicron, and are getting the new variant.
All right. Well, I want to find out about the people who you think ought to be having more shots. Is it going to be of value? We'll have that discussion with Dr. Ken as we continue here.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. The shots, getting more shots. We were talking about Moderna and its vaccine, Pfizer, wondering, I'm thinking, you know, I didn't have my second booster because the fellow that runs the pharmacy told me that I didn't need it and he thought I shouldn't have it, at least at the time, because still there are a lot of questions about what's in it. So how much has that changed? If you were using me as a guinea pig, given the fact that I had all of the shots in the timely manner in which it was recommended, but then I decided not to get a booster, and I don't haven't felt any onslaught. I haven't felt anything that closely resembles Omicron. So,
okay.
How do you decide whether you should get another shot or not, and what's in it?
The decision to get immunized, vaccinated against COVID has to be made on an individual basis. It depends on your age. It essentially depends on your risk of getting severe COVID and dying from COVID. And this varies based on age, based on health, based on so many things, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, lung disease. If you're immunosuppressed, all of these factors have to be assessed to determine whether you should be more vaccinated, how much boosted you should be, or whether you should just wait till the end of the summer for the newest vaccine that's going to come out. And again, the issue why I'm concerned about this is you'll ask people who are getting this new variant, BA4 and BA5. Some may say it's nothing more than a cold, but so many will tell you it's a wallop. They just feel lousy. They feel, again, like they have the worst jet lag they've ever had, and 10 to 30% of these people 3 months later are still feeling tired. They're not functioning well. Their head's not working well in terms of their ability to think, to remember. They may be short of breath. Their muscles may ache. And again, the people who say this is nothing, spend a day with me and you'll realize that this is a lot more than something.
But is it for everybody, or is it just depending on your risk profile?
It depends. You mean in terms of what to do about vaccinations?
Well, that plus you just said spend a day in my office. The people that come to you in your office are usually challenged in any number of ways. But
no.
As you're a cardiologist, they're having problems with circulatory things, which is the mainstay of you keeping healthy. So, sure, they're going to have problems, I'm guessing.
Doug, eventually probably everyone in the country, unless we get these vaccines quickly, a high percentage of people are going to get this. The BA4 and BA5 are extremely contagious. And hopefully the new vaccines will come out in time. And again, I'm not trying to get everybody anxious. And hopefully you'll have a mild disease. But talk to people. And again, these conversations are coming to me by phone. People are diagnosing themselves at home. They're being smart. They're not leaving the house. And they're calling, wanting to know what to do. And fortunately, there is now treatment, Paxlovid, which is very effective. You just need to take it within 5 days of onset of symptoms. First of all, COVID-19, Doug, is many diseases. And what you thought you knew about COVID a few months ago is not what COVID is right now.
Yeah, I get that. I understand it. I think that what if you're doing what your job is, my job is to, on the other hand, calm people down and tell them things that are true, but not necessarily the fact that it's the end of the world. It's a problem.
I don't think I said anything untrue, and I didn't say anything that was the end of the world.
I'm not suggesting that you are. You're just
okay.
There is this. It's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about what the reality is, whether it's going to help people or it isn't. They're tired of all of this, and maybe at their own risk, they're saying, "Okay, enough already."
But COVID-19 doesn't care what anybody thinks.
I know that. I understand that.
That's the point.
Yeah, I get that. But I still don't, I think, I don't know, I mean, I said what I thought. So let's pause for a moment here. This is Good Day Health.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search. Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's made-for-TV January 6th show this morning is being called a cover-up of Democrat decisions. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News this morning.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index, released just minutes ago, indicates the U.S. economy is continuing to fail. May's price increase is another 1%. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A claim made Thursday by San Diego-based One America News CEO Robert Herring that Elon Musk is seeking to buy the network was quickly shot down by Musk in a tweet. Robert Herring tweeted Thursday morning, quote, "We just received a call from somebody very close to Elon Musk telling us he would like to talk to us about purchasing One America News," end quote. Musk's reply, only Twitter. Former California Representative Republican Devin Nunes on Newsmax weighs in on the made-for-TV January 6 investigation and the partisan propaganda.
Still to this day, they've never been able to tell us who broke the windows. I mean, that's what I asked from day one. I said, look, we know the people that broke the windows broke the law. Who are they? And, you know, we still don't know who they are. So, look, but what do we do know now, right, that's been reported? We know, I mean, clearly Trump had nothing to do with this because Trump's own tweet at the time said go peacefully. So, and Trump was the one who authorized the National Guard. That now has come out in the last few days. Let's not forget that President Trump also had said that at the time. It was ignored. It was mocked. Well, now what happens? We get the actual facts, the actual evidence. President Trump was doing everything possible in his power to make sure that this was that things were handled properly.
For more information, reach us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So the situation with people who have HIV, this has been a headline. I'm not sure that, I mean, how many people actually have HIV to begin with? How many people are we talking about here who are more likely to have COVID infections because they got HIV?
Well, COVID, HIV is around. Fortunately, it's not a high percentage, but it is a percentage. The reason why you don't know about it is because it's not something that people broadcast, and
right.
People now live a relatively normal life with it. You go back to the 1980s, 90s, it was a death sentence, yeah. And now people can live with it. So you don't know anymore who has HIV, which is the way it should be, except the doctors know with the patients, but you go back to the 1980s and 90s, it was clear who had HIV because no one survived it. So we've made huge progress. But HIV does wear down the immune system, and it's just another example of how you have to individualize treatment and prevention for COVID-19. Those with the news this week out of the JAMA Network Open is that people with HIV are more likely to have COVID-19 breakthrough infections. And most people, I hope, with HIV have been very well vaccinated and boosted. And it just shows how ineffective to prevent illness these vaccines are, the original, and we're hoping that the second generation will be much better. But again, they do seem to have benefit to prevent death and hospitalization.
All right. Now, the impact of COVID physically, emotionally, spiritually, there's something more to it. It isn't just about the physicality of it, but it's taken its toll on people's mental health, has it not?
Without a doubt, and you can hear how it's taken a toll on yours from the tone of your voice discussing this.
I do a radio program every day. I listen to all of this stuff, and at some point you get immune to it. It's kind of like talking about gun control and Roe v. I mean, at some point it just is.
You'll play back the tape of this show, and you'll realize you're not immune, Doug. And I mean that in the most polite manner.
I know.
But the point is, and I am not trying to, I know how this creates anxiety. I had a conversation about this with some friends over the phone, and I know how this creates anxiety, this conversation. And I'm not trying to get people anxious. I'm not trying to annoy anyone. I'm trying to get people aware and do their best to prevent it. You don't want this if you can avoid it. The way you avoid it is, and boy, people are going to love this, is by when you're inside being masked around people who you don't know their status. Most people get it from home. People bring it home, and then you're unmasked inside, and you get it from the people you live with. This is the most common way people get it. Or you go to some event indoors with a crowd, and back in March and April, And the beginning of May, I was unmasked inside, but I now have gone back to when I'm indoors with B4 and B5 coming back in a wallop, I'm back wearing a mask inside.
Are you requiring people who are your patients that come into the clinic, late cardiology, to wear a mask, to be masked up when they come into the clinic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on to what happens to people who have diabetes?
In fact, we provide a mask, a good mask, if people don't have one.
Yeah.
Because and CDC recommendations are in health facilities. It's not required. I was at the dentist today and yesterday, and no one was wearing a mask. I was really surprised. And I won't mention the dentist, but they had been so careful. Mm-hmm. And so people in general are, you know, they're tired of it. They're over it. They're not hearing people dying, which is great. They're not hearing people getting hospitalized, but I just am trying to help people not get this long COVID, not get this horrible fatigue that the BA4 and BA5 variants can create. Because if you get it, you're not going to be happy.
Okay. So during COVID, the COVID that we experienced 2 years ago, one of the first warnings that came from you was aimed at people who were obese, overweight, had diabetes, that sort of thing. And that bears out to have been good. That was good advice. Lose weight, take care of yourself, so you won't be so vulnerable, because looks like people that have diabetes were really vulnerable.
Diabetes is a huge risk factor for death. It's a huge risk factor for hospitalization. And what we learned this week from the American Diabetes Association meeting in New Orleans is that it's also a big risk factor for long COVID. Remember, long COVID is when you have symptoms of COVID that last more than after 3 months from the initial onset. It's usually characterized by just this horrible fatigue, sometimes by muscle aches, sometimes by the ability of this brain fog it's described, and also just aching all over, muscle aches, just not a really good feeling. Also, shortness of breath can be part of this. The fatigue seems to be the worst symptom that people get. And what we learn is that 4 times more likely to develop long COVID if you have diabetes. So that's a huge factor, just another good reason to lose weight. Obesity is a risk factor for getting severe COVID. Age. What we know so far is 93% of the people who die from COVID are 65 or older. So this is really a more significant problem of the elderly. the obese, the diabetics, heart disease, and the immunosuppressed.
So to follow up with what you said a few minutes ago regarding the severity of the risk of BA4 and BA5, if I have heard you correctly, the people who would be dying today wouldn't be because they had BA4 or BA5. It's because they had an earlier variant. Am I correct with that?
No, it's just that it's much more contagious but less virulent. So when you get so many people with illness, you are still going to, even if the fraction is much lower who end up in the hospital who die from it, if you get enough people sick, you're still going to end up getting a few deaths.
Yeah, a few deaths, but we're not the number that we had early on, though.
No, the medical, throughout the country, the healthcare system is not in jeopardy of being overwhelmed like it was in early in 2020 and then in the summer of 2021. We are not there, and that's why the media is not reporting this, and that's why people are just walking around with their chins forward, you know, thinking everything's fine.
Chin out. There you go. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here. I practice without a license. Ken's got one. Let's talk about, as long as we're into that diabetes conversation and people being overweight, how you can remedy that problem by going to toploss.com and exploring the natural solution for healthy blood pressure, healthy weight. Your heart will like it. Your body will like it. You will like it. If you've worked hard to lose weight, summertime, you want to look good on the beach or wherever, and then you need to sort of supplement, and I use that word advisedly, all the work that you've done, the good work you've done to lose the weight, let's make sure you keep the results. By using Calitrin, that's just what happens. America's number one choice for healthy, all-natural weight loss aid. And right now, you go to toploss.com. You can order, mix and match the three different types of delivery, the powder form, capsule form, liquid form. All these have the same ingredients. The way that it works is best is to take it at night before you go to bed. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a product that really works. And right now, through the weekend, there's an unlimited buy three or more and get three or more free. That's it. You can also get a payment plan. So if you decide you want to buy 40 of them and you don't have the cash or your credit card is maxed out, they'll just take care of you. They'll help you out, right? Which is what they're all. They're very helpful. They're in the help business. And so am I, helping you to understand the benefits of Calitrin. So help yourself at toploss.com. You'll find the information. You'll find the order page, and you'll order as much as you need. Help yourself. Again, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug Steffen, or just Doug, actually, for free shipping and this unlimited deal. Calitrin at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And brand AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them and is proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. So the COVID shots that are around now, I'm interested in this because my grandson is 7 months old. His parents are thinking of having him get a shot. Apparently it's appropriate that you do that. So what's in it for young children? Is this something that is that's going to be very helpful? It's just a little teeny dose, but does a little go a long way?
Well, again, I think this needs to be done on a person-by-person basis with a conversation with the pediatrician. I don't think one size fits all, but in a White House briefing on June 3rd, they announced that the COVID-19 shots for the youngest children, we're talking now 6 months to 5 years, should be starting June 21st. So, mom and dad, you may want to have a conversation with the pediatrician, especially if you have an asthmatic child, a child with any chronic illness. These are the kids that I especially would want to talk to my pediatrician about. And I would also be wondering how much COVID there is out there at the current time in my neighborhood, in my school. But especially the kids who have asthma, who may have a congenital illness that they were born with, they're immunosuppressed. These are the children especially who should be first in line.
Mm-hmm. How about people with food allergies? Apparently, that's a sign, that's one of the things that makes you less likely to get COVID-19. Why would that be, I wonder? This is an interesting study from the National Institute of Health. I saw it. Why would it be that people with allergies would be less likely to catch COVID? I've got allergies galore. Maybe that's why I'm not getting it.
These are patients with food allergies were less likely. Maybe they just have a revved up immune system. It's hyperactive. It's always acting a little bit extra. And not that it's, because clearly we know from many studies, those who have depressed immune systems from illnesses or drugs that depress the immune system, that they are more sensitive to the severe effects of COVID. But maybe with food allergies, our immune systems are nice and muscular and strong.
Yeah. Well, if that's what it is, maybe, again, I'm back to thinking what we were talking about before, why I've always prided myself and been happy that I was lucky enough to have a strong immune system. And I wonder but I have allergies galore, man. And you look around, a bit patient, but I don't know if it's as bad as Florida where you are, but up here, the pollen is unbelievable. And you can see, I can walk into my kitchen, the kitchen counter, and it's covered with the yellow dust from the pollen. It's on cars, it's on outdoor, it's everywhere. And that's
Your immune system may get a workout every day, and it just is muscular and strong.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's hope that's the case. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer questions that come up with regard to general items of interest. But certainly now there is a lot of discussion about monkeypox and whether you can get it, how you get it, is the virus going to spread? Sometimes I saw something that suggested that monkeypox may be something you can get through the air, which is something I didn't know before. I don't think it was much talked about, but because we've always talked about, you know, sharing spit, if you will, having there had to be a physical contact. But that apparently is not the case. Is that right?
Well, most of the original infections in this new variant of monkeypox were that we heard reported in the past few months had originally been found mostly in men, homosexual men, and men having sex with men. But more recently, in the last few weeks, we're seeing now community transmission, which means that there are cases without a known point of infection. And also women are also getting monkeypox. The good news is that the smallpox vaccine seems to be effective for monkeypox, but the bad news is that no one has any because we stopped immunizing people against smallpox. So there's an urgency right now to get some of the drug companies to start making the smallpox vaccine so we have it around. And fortunately, there hasn't been an overwhelming number of people with monkeypox, but it just doesn't seem to be going away.
All right. So the message here then, it looks like there are multiple different, you pick box A, box B, box C. You said something about women getting it. I don't know, I thought about that before. Women, I just thought it was everybody. So heretofore, women haven't been as likely to get it as men have been?
Those were the original cases that resurfaced were men, as I described, having sex with men. Yeah. But more recently, we are seeing it in women, and we're seeing what's called, as I said, community transmission, where you just don't know where the point of contact was. So there's this feeling that it may spread through the air. And in fact, the CDC, your favorite group, is now recommending that those traveling to countries where monkeypox is spreading and other people who may be in close contact with a person who's been a confirmed case of monkeypox, that these people should consider wearing masks.
Okay. Well, there's a, again, you're back to individual decisions. You have the information from Ken. You make up your own mind. I saw a story of a 24-year-old woman who thought she had a pimple on her breast, and so she popped it. And then it got bigger, and she had it analyzed, examined, and she found that she had stage 2 breast cancer. And I guess the question would be here, I remember my wife having stage 4 breast cancer, and she first felt it in her back. So when you think about it, you think about the lumps inside the breast, you don't think that it would manifest itself in a pimple or something that looked like that on the surface. But are all of these cancers so different that you can't really tell, Ken?
Well, they do present differently, and your wife's may have presented in her bones as it had already migrated from the breast and horribly gone to the bones, because that's one of the more painful areas. When the cancer moves to the bones, it becomes very painful.
Yeah. So that may have been what that story was. Okay. Here's a question about mental health services. More and more, and I'm pleased about this, and I hope you are eager to talk about mental health services, because whether people think it's different, you know, you got mental health and you have doctors for your head and doctors for your body. But they are the mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is so direct. And you see it in the results of some of the questions that are coming up about mental health services and what toll it's taking on Americans, especially adults.
Yes, this is so timely. It's being worsened by COVID, by monkeypox, and by schools being closed, all of this mental illness, and we're seeing it in the havoc that's occurring in the schools right now. And it's just a sad state. And the National Council for Mental Health announced this week that 4 in 10 American adults who need mental health services, they lack access. And, you know, why is this occurring? Well, I think it has to do with several factors. Cost, whether there's enough people available. You know, it's just we need more people in healthcare in general, and we need more people especially in mental health care. And also there's still a stigma in going to a mental health care provider, and people won't go because they don't want to be thought of as being crazy.
All right, there they are. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.